Welcome to Connecting Hearts. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and New. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Hi, this is Margie Conway with the Creative Heart Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network program. Today we have Dr. Tracy Huffman. She is with ProBio Wellness and Chiropractic. I met Tracy at a network meeting through a friend, but she has set up practice here in Noonan over on the west side of town, folks, so she's picked the right side of town. But that just makes it easier for me to get to her. Yeah, so thank you for joining us, Tracy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to finally be here. We've been trying to get together, but, you know, there's a lot. Life. It's wonderful.
Yes, wonderful. Life is wonderful. And we were talking about it gets very busy, and we don't mean that in bad ways, because right. It's a good busy, but it does take time to get together, and I appreciate you taking time with us today. You are not from Noonan.
No, I'm not.
You were telling me how you got to Noonan, so how about if you just tell our listeners, how did you end up in Noonan?
Noonan, what a great place. I came from the Marietta area most recently. So I graduated from Life University about a year ago now, and that's in Marietta. My boyfriend and I didn't want to stay planted there. We wanted to find somewhere more like where we grew up, a little more quiet, closer to gravel roads and hiking trails and less traffic. So he had been to Noonan a few times, and we came down one evening. He wanted to show it to me, and we really, really liked it. So
good.
Everything worked out, and we're down here. But before I went to Life University, I was in Roanoke, Virginia. That's where I grew up. Spent most of my life in the mountains of Virginia. So I just came down the mountain range. Warmer weather.
Well, Atlanta would have been a big difference, because that's where I was born and raised. Well, pretty much raised till I became an adult and moved out. So that was a big change for you around Atlanta and Marietta from Roanoke. Yeah.
It was, but that's okay, because I was like head down in books.
Right.
And I knew I didn't want to stay there, so I didn't spend a lot of time outside of school and school friends. I did travel to shadow doctors in Southern California.
Oh, wow.
North Carolina, Florida, just trying in Nashville to get some experience. I ended up interning in Nashville, which was really fun.
I bet. Yeah. I'm going there in June. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's a really fun vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going there with Holly, so she will keep me safe from that fun
she
vibe.
Will.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What made you go to school to become a chiropractor?
About 13 years ago, I was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis in my left leg. It was just a sharp pain that I was starting to feel, like an electric shock, which developed into more. And I realized one day that this was not normal. So went through all the regular stuff. They thought it was sciatica, did x-rays, MRI, and then they found the tumors around the nerve. And went to Johns Hopkins. They have a clinic up there. So they monitor it every year. It's just a benign condition, but it's really painful. So some people have it all over their body. Some people just have it in a segment. Like, it just affects the nerves in one segment, and it won't actually go anywhere else, luckily.
Yes.
So I have it in my left lower limb, and that led me on a journey of finding other ways to control the pain.
Right.
Friends actually showed me another way of living, what foods are healthy.
Yes.
Water, just everyday things that I had no clue. And a lot of people don't. So I learned so much over about 10 years, and I realized that I wasn't supposed to keep all that information just for me.
Right.
That was almost like hoarding information. And so I started to ask, what am I supposed to do with this information? I don't like public speaking. I don't want to stand up and travel and educate about this condition. And then I read a book by Dr. Joe Dispenza about how you can think yourself sick,
right?
Change your body structure with your mind.
Right.
And so he says you can do the opposite. You can think yourself well. So you can meditate or do whatever you do, but envision a healthy body, and then your body responds to the mind.
Right.
So your body becomes physically healthier. And the power of that blew my mind. And he went to Life University.
Okay.
So I thought, how can I share this and everything else with people? So I looked at medical doctor, doctor of osteopathy, a naturopathic doctor, and chiropractic, and talked to some other doctors of all these professions. And chiropractic seemed like the best route. And Life University was the school that a lot of my old chiropractor went
right.
to. It's one of the, it is the biggest in the world.
Right.
It's still small, but it is the biggest.
Right. Most anybody I've gone through to
yeah.
has gone through there.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to your story, you know, it's like, honestly, so many of the different people we have in different fields is you have that experience yourself that leads you to learn
mm-hmm.
more about it, and then you need to share it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you more dedicated to what you do.
Yeah. And yeah. empathetic.
Absolutely.
And I always try everything first.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of ways that I help other people with pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I always like to try it first because
that's good.
I guess that's just what I had done from the beginning is I tried the things that people suggested and learned. Yeah, this is really helpful. Meditation, yoga, supplements.
Right.
Yeah, just different things to help control pain naturally. Because originally, when I went to the first pain doctor, they put me on the typical 5 drugs that they put everybody on.
Mm-hmm.
The steroid, the opioid, the anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. the muscle relaxer, and the nerve pain.
Gabapentin. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just try to hit it from all angles.
Right.
And they'll load you up on it.
Right.
And how can you function that way?
Well, and then it's the side effects of the medicine you're taking to treat the issue are sometimes worse than the issue were.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you were talking about those 5. They put me on all 5 of them when I started my journey. And they did nerve block shots
mm-hmm.
all up my back. And I gained a lot of weight and went into a metabolic storm.
Uh-huh.
And so my blood pressure was going up. I was pre-diabetic. I was all kinds of things. And that was from the medication I was taking to control the pain that I was having. And one day I just got tired of it and said, well, there's
yeah.
got to be something else that I can do. So I started studying nutrition and started juicing. I bought a juicer
mm-hmm.
and I started right off doing that. And then I learned herbs and oils and a little bit more about nutrition. I hate to cook, but I do like to eat healthy and know what's good for me. And so once I started implementing more of that, I worked off of the medicines. I'm not on them. And as I've got off of the medicines and lost weight, then
yeah.
My blood pressure is perfect. I am nowhere near diabetes. I had a checkup not long ago, and I do need to lose a little bit more weight. You know, that stubborn part around Our Lady's middle areas don't ever want to go away. But that took me out of all those issues by doing that.
Margie.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Most people don't go that direction. They get lost in the other path.
Well, I'm first of all, I grew up with a dad and a whole surrounding family that were alcoholics and drug users.
Oh.
And I was not going down that path.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure that was not happening. And thank the Lord, I do not have an addictive personality unless it's got to do with craft supplies and office supplies, which you can look around and see. But my idea of a hard drink is having a Coke with sugar in it. But it's so I'm not, you know, wasn't naturally inclined to go those ways. Or maybe I was because of my hereditary issues, but my self-will was not going to let that happen. But, you know, they say when I go in, I would go in to have shots going up my back. And the doctor finally, he said, you know, he said, you're one of two patients that do not take a nerve pill before you come in here to have the shots. And I said, well, first of all, you never told me it was an option. But second of all, no, I want to be aware of what you're doing. So I would watch them do the shots going up my back.
Wow.
But so they started calling me a warrior woman because, honestly, according to the doctors, I should be in a wheelchair with the arthritis I have. They were never able to prove that I had ankylosing spondylitis because I don't have genetic markers, but apparently I have all the symptoms and the traits of it.
That's interesting.
So it's but I, first of all, I attribute it all to God because He is very gracious to me. You know, I would have a migraine and instead of being in bed, I could teach my Sunday school class and the headache would be gone while I was teaching. Then it would come back. So I wanted to teach all the time.
Yeah.
But it's so no, I went the more natural path looking for food and for things. So I do mostly keep to an anti-inflammatory diet now on what I do. So I'm very interested in your experiences with that and, and how you used that to be able to heal and manage.
Yeah. You know, it's really hard even for me to live in an anti-inflammatory way, just because sugar's in everything. It's convenient to grab food in a box.
Right.
And I am so guilty, but I live with, like, I feel it.
Oh,
I have pain when I behave that way.
Right.
And that's your indicator, like, that's your check engine light is, but the power to know that it's a choice we can make is huge. And I think people don't realize that they have that option. And your experience with what you saw growing up is one way to realize that you don't want to go that direction. And then another, you know, you just, God tells you somehow. Like, for me, it was in a book. It's like an epiphany.
Absolutely. But I do have to state that my personality trait is I am a lifelong learner. I love to learn. And most of the time, I don't care what it is. I just want to learn it. And then I'll decide if I keep it or not.
Yeah.
So researching and doing those kinds of things, that comes normal to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a hard journey to do it. But it really wasn't any harder than it was to get in that state in the first place.
You might not be here otherwise. Well, you definitely wouldn't be here doing what you're doing.
No.
But when people get lost down that trail, it can end really badly.
I've seen that a lot.
Just some of the worst that you can imagine.
Right.
So I just hope that somehow I can help change people's paths.
Yes.
With this, first of all, just letting people know that there is another option and that you can say no to your doctor at any point.
You have to be your own best advocate. You have to find out what's going on with you and how best to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did find a doctor that I can go in and tell him. And if he has any doubt, he will explore that option. But he has found out I pretty much already know when I go in there what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to find one of those because I went through several trying to do it. I went to one that was supposed to be a naturopathic doctor, but they were not. They, you know, maybe the doctor was, but the physician's assistant I got definitely was not. So you have to be careful who you go to and, you know, vet your medical team, you know, like you do anything. I've always been a great fan of chiropractic practice, but you don't do chiropractic just like we would normally think of it, because when we think of it, you go in, they crack your back, you go on your way.
Yeah.
So tell us your approach and how you do things.
Yeah, that's a great place to go, because early 1900s and before that, chiropractors were considered basically who you went to when you were sick.
Mm-hmm.
Their holistic medicine.
Right.
And that's why I chose that path. Pushing on the bones sometimes works. Sometimes that you're just physically out of alignment. And so most of the time, the muscle that's moving the bone is having a dysfunction.
Right.
So you got to back up a little bit. Well, why is the muscle in dysfunction? And that's where I come from. It could be structure. It could mm-hmm. be the muscle is inhibited, where you aren't getting the electricity from the brain to fire the muscle.
Right.
And then you have to ask, well, why is the brain turning that off? There's a reason why it's amping up the antagonist muscle to support the one that's low on energy.
Right.
And why does the brain think that that's more important? And it can be so many things. It can be a physical reason. It can be a biochemical nutrition mm-hmm. reason. We store emotions and traumas in our body.
Right.
In a neurological memory. And so in those nerves, which affect muscles, it can change you physically. It can be an organ system that muscle is tied to energetically.
Right.
So it could be your cardiac system, gallbladder system. And in Chinese medicine, all that's tied together. So I love how I can investigate. So why is the bone out of place? All
right.
The way back up to, you know, maybe you're dehydrated. Or
that makes sense.
Maybe you need some B6. Or CoQ10. And I also really like to do some genetic testing for mm-hmm. different enzyme production.
Right.
We have a lot of low vitamin D, mm-hmm. which is a very common genetic variant. There's a gene that is in neurotransmitter buildup and breakdown. So a lot of people have trouble sleeping or ADHD. They have trouble breaking down adrenaline. It's very common. So to support that a little bit with just a natural supplement to begin with, and then you could add in some different behavioral stuff.
Right.
But from a biochemical standpoint, just a supplement can help break that adrenaline down. It can support the enzyme that isn't working.
Right.
Efficiently.
That makes good sense. That's one thing that I like so much about essential oils. One of my introductions to it was a dear friend, and she is commonly says it treats the system, not the symptom.
The system.
And when it gets in your system, it handles what the root of the problem is instead of just covering that symptom up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what the pain medications and things do. They just cover the symptoms up. Right.
They do.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to help people. Well, pain is a very general mm-hmm. term. Physical pain, emotional pain,
right.
psychological pain. There's all kinds of pain. So how the body responds to that is different for everybody. And people have to tell their story.
Yes.
So I spend an hour with somebody for the first appointment. They tell me everything. And you are your best doctor.
Right.
I am not really the doctor. The patient talks. They know
yeah.
what they need, and you can ask them what they think they need.
Right.
And that is so helpful, because you have to, as a patient myself, like, I have to feel that I can get better.
Right.
Or have trust in something, because the placebo effect is real.
Right.
And it's stronger than any medication.
That's true. I've seen people, you know, give up the will to get better. Or yeah. even, you know, when they're close to death, they give up their will to live before they pass. I've mm-hmm. experienced that, you know, mm-hmm. with many family members. Yeah, I'm pretty strong-willed. So you do have to do that. And you're talking about letting go of the emotional pain and things there. That's 100% true. You know, I'm all in sharing stories. That's mm-hmm. why I have the radio program. Once I started sharing my story, you know, it helped other people, but it yeah. cleared so much out of me
yeah.
That I was able. And so I have some of the ladies now that are beginning to share their stories, and that's what they say. I feel free. I feel so much better than I did before. And even in our Bible study that we do here on Wednesdays, it's called Do It Afraid. It was talking this week about how fear manifests itself into physical symptoms in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we do have to handle it from an emotional and psychological perspective if we want to be well.
Yeah. And that's so hard. It's scary.
It
in
is.
Itself to face that. I do a technique called neuro-emotional technique.
Mm-hmm.
It was developed by a chiropractor, but it's basically removing that emotion or trauma that's been stored in your neurology as a memory, which is triggered by everyday things you run into. And so then you relive this thing. And so there's a way to clear out that neurological memory. Which I think there's lots of different ways to do that. Like you're saying, you can share your story. And part of it is digging a little bit into that and then using some acupressure points to release the energy.
Right.
And a little bit of breathing. But it's up to the person.
That's
like,
it.
They're the one that is breathing through it and telling me the answers to my questions. And releasing that, and there's oils which help with that too.
Right.
There's so many ways to help the body and mind.
And it's connected, you know, that's why we were created the way that we were. It's all connected in. You know, we talk about you're a doctor, so you use neurotransmitters. We used synapses and the fact that, you know, when you have negative thoughts in your brain and you have flesh reactions to what has happened, that's because you've learned it that way. And the more that you learn it, to put it easy, when I'm talking with some of the ladies in the groups we have, it's kind of like you drive down the road over and over, but where that is, you have a pothole there. So you've learned to go around it or to put something in it to fill it, and you just keep going that route until you stop and think and act differently.
Yes.
So when you start acting differently and believe differently, then you're able to keep that going and to heal, you know, in many ways from it. But you have to acknowledge it's there and then work to remove it.
Yeah, and you can do that at any point
in
your life.
You can, absolutely.
Yeah, you could be 80 and decide, you know what, I'm going to create a different route for the next 20 years of my life.
Right. As long as you are breathing, you have a chance to change.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you don't know the people that you're going to affect when you do it.
Absolutely.
So never think that it's too late or you're too gone.
Right.
I
agree.
There's so much more to life. We're here for whatever reason we're here for.
Right.
And it's not just to be tired and barely make it through the day and not have enough money and feel like we have to suffer. Like, we're made for so much more than that.
Well, you know, I lived in survival zone for so long that when I wasn't in it financially and for other reasons, I had to learn a whole new way to act because I was always, you know, in fight or flight.
Yeah.
And I had to learn a new way to do it. And it's work, you know. And when you do start talking about emotional healing and things, traumas that have been there, it can be scary to do. And it can be a little messy when you start doing it. But I can guarantee you, and I'm sure that Dr. Tracy can too, that on the other side of it is so worth the battle to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not as painful or scary as you think it's going to be.
Right. We build it up. Right?
Yeah, right. Your ego or the devil or whatever you want to call it is scaring you so that you do not cross
Absolutely.
That threshold.
Absolutely.
Because if you do cross that threshold and become what you're supposed to become, that can be dangerous, too.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, first of all, your neurology thinks anything different could possibly kill you. And, right. And that's great for, like, 200,000 years ago when we were trying to run from tigers and stuff.
Right.
But anymore, we are safe.
Right.
And then evil and the devil, if you step through that threshold and start to change people's lives for the better, like, you're just ruining that plan.
And that's it. So, and I'm all about ruining those plans. Yeah. You know, as much as I can, I want to ruin those plans. Yeah, that's a good part. I have learned when you draw your line in the sand and kind of challenge them, you better be ready to combat the challenges that comes with it, because they do.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I can fight those battles because I have God on my side to do it, so I'm not worried about it. Les, you do some soft tissue healing, mm-hmm. and something that's just new to our area. Explain to us how you do that, what that is.
I recently acquired a soft wave machine. It is a machine that produces an acoustic wave.
Okay.
It's in like a pulsing form. And so I have a wand that I take over the soft tissue that's been damaged, and it pulses a sound wave in there. So basically what it does is breaks up inflammation, scar tissue, any stuff that you need to detox out of the body that's just stuck in there, and it causes pain because there's no room for that fluid or scar tissue,
right.
And it hurts. So it from the inside out, it helps your body to clear that out. It breaks it down, you flush it out, you build new blood vessels to bring in the good stuff, and then it stimulates stem cells. So it's like a non-invasive stem cell injection, which your body's doing all this. It's
right.
Like, it's just the sound wave that's triggering the healing response, and a great healing response. So it just steps it up so many notches.
Okay.
And we do a group of treatments of this. It's really fast. It's like 5 minutes per treatment. And we do about six to eight, depending on the severity of the issue. And it's really good for if you've got injury of ligaments or tendons, anything where there's pain and inflammation, swelling, torn tissue or scarred up, old stuff. It can be 50 years old. It can be brand new, but it breaks all that up, clears it out, and then you get immediate pain relief.
Okay.
And then it builds as we do more, and as the stem cells come in, it just regenerates this tissue. And I've had great success with arthritis in hands.
Okay.
You get your finger motion.
That's part of what I was thinking about. And I was thinking, I mean, I have issues, but my husband's
so
really
common.
Having issues.
Yeah. In the thumb joint, a lot of people don't even know it. Like, I'll be treating a carpal tunnel wrist or something, and then we'll get up towards the thumb, and it's probably arthritis in there that's reacting. And so arthritis in the knee is a huge one.
Right.
Knee problems, knee joint replacements. If you're trying to put off a joint replacement, this is a great tool. It can put it off a long time or even indefinitely, depending on, like, if you work with me, you know, do some exercises.
I know Ricky might have been a good candidate for that, but last year he had both knees replaced because he wasn't able to do that. But, yeah, that would have been a good time to bring him up there.
So even after having a surgery, there's scar tissue that is blocking blood flow and clearing out inflammation. So it can be beneficial before, during, after surgeries. They're even using it on Parkinson's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which
okay.
is very interesting. Now, I haven't done anything like that, but so they're doing research on Parkinson's and dementia, which is because, you know, brain is tissue, too.
Well, I have a good friend that was just diagnosed with Parkinson's.
It's reducing the tremors a lot. I don't know much about it. I just think it's really cool, and I'll learn more as I go.
Well, there's not very many people that have this machine and do this.
No.
Right.
Probably 700 in the whole country.
Right. I knew there was a 7 in there. I was trying to think if it was 7 in Georgia or what, but I knew it was not many.
There's one in Noonan. That's at my office.
Okay.
There's one in Peachtree City, and then there's a scattering around Atlanta, and then a scattering around the country. So
yeah,
there will be more.
Definitely. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. The results are almost too good to be true, but I get them every day. So I can't deny that.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to be someone that used a machine. I wanted to use the body to heal itself, but it really does. It just stimulates the body to heal itself.
Right. It stimulates it to do it. We have to retrain our bodies. I mean, first of all, most of us forget it's supposed to be a temple and we don't pay attention to what we do to it. I know me personally, people used to tell me, you don't have to watch what you eat after 30 because my metabolism used to be so fast. And I'm like, even after I had babies and everything, I still had a quick metabolism. And I get 30 and I'm like, I'm good. 32, it hit. and but that's also when all the arthritis and things started. But I'm like, I didn't watch what I ate. I didn't watch, you know, what I was drinking and the sugars and all the other things that you're putting into your body. Not exercising. I'm big on not exercising.
You're big on not exercising.
And I know better.
We all know better.
Well, before I had the injury that has kept me down the last 2 years, I did start doing an exercise program through Zoom on a video at home. And what made me do that is I was reading in a book because I'm a staunch non-smoker. I do not do that. I don't like it. And it said in that book, knowing that the benefits of exercise and not doing it is equal to smoking cigarettes when you know the harm that's in them. And, of course, that was the phrase that caught me. So I did exercise. Now I got to ease back into it. But we don't think those things when we're younger and, you know, building up. And in some situations, especially in women, we're so busy taking care of everybody else that we don't put that time into taking care of ourselves. And if you don't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of other people as well as you can and should be able to.
Yeah.
So women have to learn to take care of ourselves. And then, like I said, we don't start off doing well, so we have to retrain our body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stick with it.
True.
It's not going to be easy.
True.
For the first few times. Like, we're laying down the ruts. We're creating a new route, and you have to keep going over that route, keep going over that route. Yeah. Somebody told me this morning, his analogy, Warren Buffett said it, if you were given the chance to have one car your entire life, just one, how would you take care of it and maintain it?
That's good.
You would get a good quality car, you would change the oil, you would make sure all the fluids were right, you would keep the tires rotated, you'd wash it and wax it, one car. Well, that's our bodies. And we do not give a hoot about our bodies.
You're right.
We put bad gas in it. We don't wash it down and pamper it.
You're right.
We don't do any of that. We don't pay enough for tires.
You're right.
You are.
I had no choice. I got the new shoes. But it only took me till I was 57 to do it. And because of an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You're right.
I mean, we can't beat ourselves up.
Right.
For it. You just have to say, okay, it's all right. Right now I'm going to make a different choice.
Right.
Or not. That's okay too.
That's true, and a lot of people do that because you'll try to set a strict exercise schedule or diet or whatever you're doing, and then when you mess up on it, you think, okay, might as well throw the whole thing out. But truth is, we're human. We do mess up. You just take where you are right at this step and make the next one better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you need to just take a nap or sleep on it one night, just...
Yeah.
Reset. Tomorrow is a new day.
Yep. As we said before, as long as you have breath, you can change what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You have the soft wave. You have functional medicine and kinesiology. Mm-hmm. I know I practiced saying that before we got on the air. What is kinesiology?
Kinesiology is using the muscles to figure out what the problem is. In kinesiology, you can do muscle testing. you test the viability of the muscle itself. Muscles are tied to organs.
Right.
So you can use muscles to ask the body different questions. I use muscle testing a lot to test nutrition products.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a different response if you hold something toxic up to your body.
Right.
It will temporarily and neurologically lower the electricity.
Hmm.
So the muscle doesn't fire as strongly. It's all scientific and hard to explain, but it's really cool to experience it. And so the muscles are sort of a door and a window into how I can ask more questions or
right.
just get a little further into the puzzle. Yeah.
I love puzzles.
Me too.
I love puzzles.
People are puzzles.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is a lot of information.
Yeah.
We have, you do a lot. And again, her practice is Pro Bio Wellness and Chiropractic on Franklin Road in Noonan. We're going to post links and stuff as we put things up. But I know I need things, but I know my husband really needs some. So we're going to have to get him an appointment and get him in to do it. So if somebody wanted to start with your practice, what would they do first? I mean, you did mention that you like to sit and talk with them and find out. So they'd call, they'd get an appointment, come in, and how would you proceed?
Yeah. Call the office, make an appointment, and for brand new patients for kinesiology and functional medicine, I spend an hour with them to really find out. We go over your intake form. I ask deeper questions. Where have you been? What hasn't worked for you before? Just listening.
Mm-hmm.
You find out everything that you need to know.
Okay.
So, and then I do some testing. I'll test some biochemical pathways. I'll do some orthopedic tests and neurological tests to really figure out what's going to be the best plan of action for the pain or whatever issues going on. It could be hormonal or
right.
you just want an alternative to your typical prescription surgery.
Right.
And if I can't take care of the patient to the best possible, I have colleagues that I refer to
right.
or collaborate with. And there's some really, really wonderful people that I know. And then if you're interested in a soft wave treatment for specific physical ailment, the introductory session is half an hour. We go over the pain, the issue, what you've done for it,
mm-hmm.
what hasn't worked before, and then what soft wave is, and I demonstrate that, and then we do a introductory session, and that's at a really good rate. It's at $49. A new patient visit for an hour is $275,
mm-hmm.
and that includes everything that I described. Then I like to follow up with people after their plan has begun,
right?
And then we do shorter visits after that. But the soft wave, the introductory, is $49. And then we'll figure out the best plan of action for that specific
mm-hmm.
case. How old is it? How big of a site do we need to treat? And so I usually do a package at a savings for six and maybe up to 12 visits, depending on severity. And there's been just such great results with that. It's so cool. People are running again. They haven't run in years.
Really?
Yeah. People are like back to playing tennis. I had a senior Olympian who was a long jumper, high jumper, triple jumper, and he went to PT for a year and they couldn't help his knee. And we did some treatments with the soft wave and he's training for
wow.
So he's back out there jumping. I mean,
wow.
there's just nothing like getting you back out there living why you're here. Like that, however that is.
That's
I'll
important.
Help you however
yeah.
it is. If that's getting you here to meet you for a group,
right.
then I'm going to do it. If that's giving you soft wave treatments, then I'm going to do it. If that's hooking you up with a physical trainer in functional movement, I know a great one. So it's like,
okay,
you know, we've got it. We've got you from all angles.
That's good.
We are going to get you back out there. Me, you, this community.
I like that. Yeah. We need more that has a heart for the patient like that.
Unstoppable. Yeah. I have a little tagline that I like to put sometimes. It's you can't stop me, can't stop my patients.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
We're going for it.
That's good. All right. Do you want to speak anything else about the practice or about what you do at that point before we move into network?
No. I think that's great.
All right. Yeah,
thanks.
We're going to have to set up a couple of workshops to invite ladies in and explain some things to them and talk about how to take care of yourself. So we'll have to get some of that on the books.
Okay.
All right. I did mention that I met you at a network meeting. Mm-hmm. I had looked up the Experience Connections networking online because I was trying to find something maybe to bring to the area that I felt we were missing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot, and it is business networking, but we have a lot of business networking going on in the area, but it is focused on the business, not the people that's behind the business. And one thing I liked about Experience Connections was it was focusing on the people that mm-hmm. was behind it and building relationships in there.
Yeah.
Instead of getting points for referring to one another, you know, you really like this person and what they're doing and you've experienced the less refer them. And so I had looked into it, and then somebody had mentioned you and that you were holding that meeting. It was a great meeting. Schedule-wise, I hadn't been able to come back, but it was a great meeting to come. So tell us how you found Experience Connections and what led you to start it here.
In Marietta, I was in a different networking group, like mm-hmm. what you were describing, more business.
Right.
Met every week, 7 a.m., kind of hardcore.
Yeah, done that.
Somebody told me, it was a woman in that group that told me about Experience Connections. So I went to a meeting, had a meal with the woman there in her house. Great meeting, different.
Right.
It was something I had to get used to. So I went to a couple more in different areas. And then when I moved down here, before I even moved, I realized I didn't know a single person. How was I going to build a business?
Right.
And it was just laid on me to start one of these down here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought about it, I got really excited inside and I knew that this was supposed to happen. And of course it worked out. Everything was laid out and I just took the next step.
Right.
So then, I mean, you and me, how all that just fell right into place.
Right.
Perfect timing. And then the groups have been amazing. The gathering of women, we share a meal, which is different.
Right.
There's something about sharing a meal with people. And then we have the networking part. Everybody gets 3 minutes to share about their business. There's other questions. You get to speak in other capacities during the meeting. And then afterwards, we spend more time together as we say goodnight.
Right.
And we were so packed the first couple meetings just because there is nothing else.
Oh, right. It is different. And I hear from other women who are coming and I see online from other women that are coming how different it is from what they expected.
Yeah.
It was different from what I expected. You know, I went in and one reason I'm on the oil team that I am is the lady who leads it. It is a fantastic mentor. She is she's over pretty much all of us in this area. And when you would go to the team meeting for her, she would invite you for your first time to come 30 minutes early to have a meeting of new people. And I fully expected when I walked in there for it to be, okay, what are your goals? How many parties do you want to have? How much do you want to make? Da, da, da. And it wasn't. And it was more of a, here is the spirit of our team. Here is how we interact with each other. Here's what we expect if you're going to be on our team. And that sold me on it right there. You know, they play to each other's strengths. They work together and these things. Experience Connections is like that. It's not a competition. It is real people meeting and forming relationships that does carry over into the business. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I knew that if I started a meeting down here, I would have an instant friends that I could count on, strangers right. at that moment, but that if I needed something in a new place, that I could ask somebody there.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome. I refer to people in that group a lot.
Right.
And
not because you get points, but because you know who they are.
I know them, yeah.
Right.
And I like them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they like me. Like,
yeah.
So. And then there's another one that has started now from someone that came to one of my meetings. So she's starting one in Sharpsburg. So that's two down here down on
the
south side.
That's great, yeah.
There's Peachtree City. So many people, so many women, so many business-owning women and entrepreneurs of anything you can imagine.
Right.
And so I really hope it grows for that spirit for the women.
Right.
The support.
The support
it's
network.
Hard.
We need support
yes.
networks. Not to say here's my sales, although I have seen online they've been able to say if they were in direct sales, I need this much, and people jump in. But women need a support network.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know that we're not alone in
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that we're doing. And that
mm-hmm.
is one thing, you know, we formed our center on, and that the Experience Connections works with, is making those connections between people so that you have your support system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And another route that Experience Connections goes is they do have the open Facebook group
mm-hmm.
that I have seen a lot of interaction in. And so it's pretty cool. You know, it's got it covered online and
yeah.
in person.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
a family.
It is.
And we're all in business. And there are days where you don't want to be in business.
Right.
You don't think you can be in business. You don't think you're good enough. You who am I?
Yeah. I'm there.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, but we're doing what we're here to do. And
yeah.
we empower each other and hold each other up when we need it. Because, you know, relationships are, you're going to need somebody to hold you up
yes.
sometimes. And then you're going to hold up other people
right.
other times.
That's true.
And sometimes you don't even know you're doing it.
That's true. that is so very
mm-hmm.
true. It meets, you're posting.
Mm-hmm.
You have a group that you're posting it in on Facebook. Page, group,
yeah,
what do we have? I'm confused.
It's an event.
Okay.
It's XC, X for experience with an X.
Right.
C for connections, Noonan.
Yeah.
So there's XC Sharpsburg, XC Noonan, and then XC whatever other areas there are.
That's one thing I did notice at the meetings. You know, people come from other areas down to support you. So you have other leaders and members of other groups that come down
mm-hmm.
to interact. That's
so
pretty
much
cool.
Support.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I mean, some of the most amazing women.
Yeah. I've followed several of them,
yeah.
you know, just watching what they were doing on Facebook. So you've been holding the meetings at nighttime. They were on Thursdays and Wednesdays, but she posts it in the Facebook event. We'll start sharing that on the Connecting Hearts page so that the process is you contact her through the event and to sign up to come.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an experience that you would not forget because I made it to the first one. I haven't made it to the others because of schedule. But it did leave a good impact.
Yeah.
You know, there were some great women in there. That,
yeah.
That, some that need to come and get on the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, so we can spread and support what we're doing. I love to share people's stories. So, you know, if you're listening, we can set a time for you so that you can come in and share your story and your experience. Because I guarantee you it is going to help someone else and different ways that you might not expect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's usually how it happens.
That is. All right. Is there anything else you want to cover before we close?
No. I'm so grateful to be able to share some of the things that we talked about. My own story.
Yeah.
How it would help other people.
And it
while
will.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will. I love, you know, the Bible tells us to comfort people how we've been comforted.
Mm.
And sometimes that's with pain management. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
that, you know, is the domestic violence support group.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that is things that may seem small to people that's been through middle, but it is big to the people going through it. I know there's a lot of parents who, you know, are struggling raising teenagers and things there. So it's good to have a support system
yeah.
that we can fall back on.
Yeah, we never know. The things that we go through aren't just to suffer through at all, not even close. They are for a reason.
Right.
They are hard, but they are for so many other people. They're not just for us.
That is absolutely true. And once you surrender and start looking at it like that, it changes your life.
Oh, yeah.
I used to think, okay, we're going to have an abundant life in the hereafter. But I have found, no, we actually get to experience it here.
Yeah.
And yes, there's still things that's going on. I still have pain. My foot is still healing from surgery. But I'm thankful I can wear these ugly tennis shoes and walk so I can do more and meet more people. And a day before in my life, I would have been, oh, no, I'm staying here on my sofa and all the people can just go somewhere else and not bother me. So I have even told quite a few people recently that when we seclude ourselves and we build walls and we do things, we might be protecting and keeping pain and keeping trouble out, but we are also keeping so much good out that you cannot imagine. So put yourself out there. And if you don't know how to do that, contact me or Tracy and we'll help you do that. Thank you for coming in today. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We will be sending this around and we're going to get Tracy scheduled to do some workshops coming in, and sharing more about the experience connection so that you can be a part of it if you're in our area. If you're not in our area, they have an open Facebook group and chances are they have a group somewhere around that you can do that. And then Tracy was talking about her network for pain management. She might can hook you up if you're somewhere with someone that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out whether you're in Noonan or not. We'll be glad to do what we can to help you have a better day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will close off now. I don't have a good tagline because I used to say open the doors on Perry Street and then yell and I'll come out of my little rabbit hole there. That doesn't work any longer. And then we started the thing with the Mini Cooper. And wouldn't you know it, I opened my studio in the same place that the only other woman who has a red Mini Cooper works. So some people will see a Mini Cooper over by the Hillcrest Chapel and they'll think I'm here and I'm not here. So I have said we're going to put some hearts in the window that neon glows. So we're putting our heart in the window. They're not there yet. But, you know, you'll find us all over the place. Just come looking and we'll be glad to meet you. So until next time, this is Margie signing off. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow. It's too easy, I just
kill it with... Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
Hello, I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited we have just moved to this new company. And we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's. And we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies. And we also have some great products with for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Noonan, Georgia. We are an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We are your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network.
I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts of Women to Resources, Information, and to One Another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan. 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.